Lesson 35, Unit 9. 下面我们进行第九单元第35课。Unit 35, The 35th Lesson, 第35课。首先我们看一段对话。那么这段对话呢，涉及到一些动词的过去式的用法。同时呢，涉及到如何去了解某一个人的过去。Now, first look.
Hello, Anne, may I ask you some questions?
Certainly.
When were you born?
When were you born?
I was born on May the 18th, 1987.
Where were you born?
I was born in England, in a small town near London.
那么通过这一段呢，要了解，要询问对方是什么时候出生的。
When were you born? I was born on May the 18th, 1987.
I was born on May the 18th, 1987.
是1987年5月18号出生的。And
could you tell me how old is she? Or how old is he?
Where were you born?
你是在什么地方出生的？出生在什么地方？
So I was born in England. In a small town near London.
Then you know, where does he come from?
So he comes from England or he comes from Britain.
他是英国人。
Or he was from England.
他是英国来的。
So remember here, when were you born? I was born on May the 18th, 1987.Where were you born?
I was born in England.
Now let's go on.
How long did you live there?
How long did you live there? That is, how long did you live in England?
How long? 意思是多久的意思。We lived there for about 9 years. Then we moved to France.
我们在那儿生活了大概九年。
Then we moved to France.
Move to 是搬迁到。然后我们就搬到了法国。
Why did you move there?
那你们为什么要搬到法国呢？
Because my father found work there.
Found 是 find 的过去式，是寻找到，找到。
Because my father...found work there.
Then when did you come to China?
When did you come to China? Now we came here about 2 years ago.
2 years ago 是两年前。About 2 years ago, 大约两年前。
So we came here about 2 years ago.
大约两年前我们到这儿来的。
So pay attention. Did you live?
Lived.
Moved. Did you move?
Found.
Did you come?
Came.
要注意一般过去时态在对话里面的运用。好，在刚才对话里面出现了一个 2 years ago, 两年前。那么这个呢是一个很重要的表达法，在一般过去时态的时候呢经常使用啊，两年前、三天前、一个星期前等等。好，下面我们看
It's now,
这是指的现在。
That's the past,
这指过去。
That's the future,
这是指未来。那么我们通常用 ago 呢都是从现在往过去某一个时间算啊，现在一天、两天、三天、四天，
So 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, and 4 days ago. 四天前。That's here. 那四天前也就是时间在这个时候。1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. 4 days ago. Jim came back from Paris 4 days ago. Jim 从巴黎是四天前回来的。So here 4 days ago. Go on. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months.一个月，两个月，三个月。3 months ago, 三个月以前。And we say, Jim went to Paris for his holiday 3 months ago. Jim went to Paris for his holiday 3 months ago. Jim, 三个月以前到巴黎去度假。Now the next. 1 year, 2 year,3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Then we say 5 years ago. 5年以前。Jim was in London with parents 5 years ago. 在5年以前 ,Jim 和他父母一块是在伦敦。So Jim was in London with his parents 5 years ago. That's 5 years ago. So remember, ago.可以构成一个非常常用的一个表示时间的短语。注意 3 years ago, 5 days ago, several months ago, 前面再不要任何介词，那不要在什么什么以前。那除了可以表达具体的多少时间以前以外，还可以表示抽象的。比如讲故事的时候，我们经常听老师或者有的人讲故事说 long, long ago, 意思是很久很久以前啊 ，long long ago。另外，我们在听英语的时候，经常听到 a minute ago, a minute ago。那么，是不是表示准确的一分钟前呢？不是 ，a minute ago 形成一种概念，表示刚才啊，就是离现在说话这个时间啊不久，是 a minute ago。So remember the use.Ago. Now, let's go on with the dialogue. 下面我们继续看对话。Why did you come here? Because my parents want to work in China. Do you enjoy living here? Yes, we do. Very much.Why did you come here? 那么你们为什么要到这儿来呢? Because my parents wanted to work in China. 因为我父母亲很想在中国工作。Do you enjoy living here? 你们是否喜欢生活在这里呢? Yes, we do. Very much. 是的,我们非常乐意住在这儿。So remember, why did you come here?Because my parents wanted to work in China. Go on. How is your Chinese? And can you understand your lessons in Chinese? 那么你的汉语怎么样? How is your Chinese? And can you understand your lessons in Chinese? 那么你能否理解用汉语讲的课呢 ?Understand your lessons in Chinese? My Chinese is so-so. So-so 意思是一般的意思。Not good, not bad. 就不是很好也不是很坏。So, my Chinese is so-so. At first I found it hard, but now I can understand most of the lessons.At first, 起初,开始。At first, I found it hard. 我发觉它很难。But now, I can understand most of the lessons. 而现在,我能够听懂大多数课了。That's great. Good luck with your Chinese. 好极了。Good luck with your Chinese. Good luck 是好运气。 万事如意的意思。Good luck with your Chinese 是希望你的汉语学习一帆风顺。OK， 好，那么本单元呢，我们重点的学习了有关一般过去时态的句子结构问题。怎么样才能学好一般过去时态呢？我们刚才给大家提了很多建议，当然了，很重要一个基础就是要掌握一般过去式它那个动词的过去式的构成规则，同时要记住那些不规则的啊动词的过去式。那么很重要的呢，要在实践中去掌握一般过去时态。你光背光记那些规则，并不能代表你能够学好一般过去时态。下面给大家啊几点学习建议。好，我们学好一般过去时态的方法，第一，可以熟记不规则动词的过去式，这个是基础啊，一定要熟记不规则动词的过去式。我们前面说了，在我们书后面有一个不规则动词的过去式的表。Second， 那么经常用过去式描述自己过去一天的经历，并做一些书面表达。啊，经常可以用口头的形式描述过去的经历，然后呢，用书面来表达出来，例如写日记。啊，写日记呢，一般都是写今天已经过去的事情了，所以经常要用到动词的一般过去时态。第三，可以询问朋友前一天所进行的活动。啊 ，Did you come to school yesterday？ 昨天你到学校来过吗？啊，询问他过去的一天的所进行的活动，这样就可以练习一般过去时态的疑问结构。第四，可以随时将别人所做过的行为描述出来，就人家在做了一个什么时候呢，马上把它描述出来，就他刚才做了些什么。第五，就是要多进行一些阅读和听力的训练。啊，在阅读和听力的训练中大量接触到一些语言的素材，这样有利于我们掌握动词的一般过去时态。 Well， 那么大家可以描述一下我们刚才做了什么事情呢？ Yes， I watched you teaching， 我刚才看见你教书了。 I watched you doing something，我看见你做了一些事情了。You talked about the past tense， 你刚才讲了有关过去式。You talked about Mrs. Mott， 你刚才讲了 Mott 先生的夫人 ，Mott 夫人。You talked about a robot， 你刚才讲到了有一个记忆会记忆的机器人，啊，就把刚才我们所听到的所看到的事物用语言描述出来，这样就可以大量的浮现一些动词的过去式。 OK， Good luck with your English， 祝大家的英语学习一帆风顺，很快的迈过一般过去式这个关口。